So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Dr. Eileen Marty is with us, FIU Vaccine Clinic Commander. And are you ready to clear up some confusion, Dr. Marty?
Anything for you, Bob.
Okay. Dr. Fauci says if we're vaccinated, it's okay not to mask up. Here in Chicago, our health officials are saying fully vaccinated people really don't need to be concerned. What do you say about masks and these variants we're hearing about now?
Well, there's a real problem, and this is the Delta variant. And this Delta variant now is more than 20% of the new cases that we're seeing in the United States. And yes, we're seeing a rise in cases, particularly among the unvaccinated people. But I think people need to be acutely aware that Delta is considered to be moderately resistant to vaccines, particularly in people who have only received a single dose. There was a study by Public Health England that was published on the 22nd of May that found that a single dose of either AstraZeneca, their main vaccine, or the Pfizer vaccine reduced a person's risk of developing the COVID-19 symptoms by the Delta variant to 33% compared to 50% for the Alpha variant. So the reality is that if you only have a single dose of vaccine, your protection from Delta is decreased. And the reason, Bob, is that the virus does get into cells a lot easier. And the implications of that is that you need fewer particles of virus to infect someone. In other words, the infectious dose is now a lower number, which means it's much more contagious. And that's why you keep hearing 60% more contagious than the Alpha variant, the variant that was first described in the UK in December, right? Mm-hmm. So we're very concerned about this. You know, it's associated with an increased disease severity, increased hospitalization risk compared to Alpha, which was already a higher risk than the first, you know, go round with the SARS-CoV-2 virus.
These variants, this is what normally happens with these viruses, correct? I mean, this is not unusual or surprising to people like you, is it?
It's not surprising that a virus will mutate, even though these particular coronaviruses do have some degree of proofreading. And so this is a virus that, if it were not being transmitted at this high rate that it continues to be transmitted in, it would not evolve as quickly as it is. So really, the bottom line is, as long as we allow this thing to be transmitted from person to person, we incur increasing risks of the development of these worse and worse possible variants. And I think that another thing that your listeners ought to be aware of is we ourselves just concluded, the Eagles Group concluded a study showing that people over 70 don't develop the same level of immunity once they're fully vaccinated as younger individuals. And so if you have a combined set of risk factors, even if you're vaccinated, the World Health Organization is again advising that if you're indoors in crowded spaces particularly, you really should be wearing a mask.
And this Delta variant, though, did I hear somewhere that younger people get sicker from this variant, unlike the original COVID-19 that hasn't caused much trouble in younger people?
So, yes, but it's in part because younger people are less vaccinated than older people, right? In the UK, certainly that's true, and in the US, that's true as well. So for example, in London, a study was done that showed that the youth were driving that UK surge with a five-fold higher positivity rate among children 5 to 12 and young adults 18 to 24 compared to people who were 65 and older. So there's no question that this, because it's a, you know, it's, think of it as a more potent concentration, right? You need less virus to get infected, and once you're infected, you're going to produce more virus and be more contagious to others, as well as posing a higher risk to your own body because you have so much, because the virus is finding it much easier to get in and rob the machinery of your cell for its own purposes.
People who got the single dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine are now wondering if they need to get a second dose. Do they need a booster? Can they get a Moderna or a Pfizer now? What's your advice on that?
So there's no official word on that, but there are some very interesting studies showing, and again, done in England, where mixing and matching of vaccines can lead to an enhancement of protection. And from a scientific perspective, it's also a reasonable thought process that if you got the single shot of Johnson & Johnson and then 90 days later you started on a sequence of, say, Pfizer or Moderna, it's only going to increase your number of cells that are doing the right thing, that have memory, and that can give you a long-term immunity. So it's likely to be a positive thing, but the way science works, we have to actually do the study. We have to actually measure the results and assure that things are safe as well as efficacious.
Until these variants go away, can I just call you and will you just leave your phone on so as my questions come up, I can just constantly talk to you day and night?
I think you better call Mariana first.
Don't block my calls. Don't put me on block. Dr. Eileen Marty, thank you. Have a nice day. We'll talk to you next week.